Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
From time to time, I worry about the direction of our country. I'm kidding. I worry about it all the time. If you're on Facebook, not overly recommended, you see constant posts on both sides of the dial. When I see the posts from our radical leftist progressives, I wonder if they've ever taken into account history. By history, I mean ancient history, going back to a country called Greece. By the way, I got two A's in high school. One in typing, thank goodness, because I spend half my day behind the keyboard, and the other in Greek history. Don't ask me why, it was an elective and it sounded like something I would enjoy. And funny, about a year later I could recite the entire Greek alphabet, but I digress. For a good number of years now, I've carried a piece of information in my wallet that I could never throw away. It's on a 10 by 2 inch piece of paper and I can pull it out in an instant. Take now for example. Let's say this is a current evaluation of our times, and just hang in there because I bet you already know the truth to this statement. The individual that we're speaking of was convinced that a democracy like Greek could not exist as a permanent form of government. It can only exist until the voters discover that they can vote themselves generous gifts from the government. From that point on, the majority will always vote for the candidates promising the most benefits from the public treasury, with the result that a democracy always collapses over loose fiscal policy, which is always followed by a dictatorship. He goes on further to state that the average age of the world's civilization has been 200 years. These nations have progressed through the following sequences: from bondage to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to great courage, from courage to liberty, and from liberty to abundance, from abundance to complacency, from complacency to apathy, from apathy to dependence, from dependence back into bondage. Now, you know this guy was pretty sharp, and he wrote The Fall of the Athenian Republic. He was a professor back in the year of our Lord, 1787. Well, the whole thing will maybe never come to pass in our country or anytime soon, but what do you think about 100 years from now? Reminds me of the story of the frog and the boiling pot of water. He was once told was a nice place to relax in a warm cauldron, only to find out someone turned up the heat so slowly and then boiled him to death and ate him. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.